This is WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Stephen Post, and you are now listening to Late to the Show. And if you are a regular listener, that would be very surprising, as this is only my third episode. But my goal on Late to the Show is to bring to you songs that maybe you haven't heard before from artists that maybe you have not heard before, or maybe some that you have. So first, I want to play for you. I always try to grab some of my favorite tunes. First one I'm doing right now is actually a cover song. I'm sure you've probably heard of Fiona Apple before. She is not new. She has a lot of great material. But when the Pleasantville movie came out many, many, many years ago, it's a great film. I love it. She recorded a cover of a Beatles song called Across the Universe, and I always loved her rendition of it, and I think you guys are going to like it too if you haven't heard it before. So here we go.
Slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me.
So once again, that was Fiona Apple with her Across the Universe cover, originally performed by the Beatles. Again, that was for the Pleasantville movie, which, if you haven't seen it, it is one of my favorites, although when they get zapped into a television, it's one of those old-timey televisions that they act like it's brand-new technology. And now we have HD TVs, and it makes it seem like it's 1,000 years old when you're watching it. All right, so the next song that I'm going to play is called Tainted. Now, this is by a performer by the name of Neil Cotey. That's spelled C-O-T-Y. Apparently, he's a country musician, but you wouldn't know it from hearing this song. And this is the first song I had ever heard from him. And it was many years ago I heard it. It was on a compilation CD with a lot of other songs, and I just kind of dug it and just kind of held on to it. And now I'm going to let you guys listen to it. So once again, that's Tainted by Neil Cotey.
Control. We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in the University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock, specialty papers such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, one of my favorite things, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/Tartan Inc. or call 412-268-4828. So that has been our promotion for the moment. Next, I'm going to play you one of my favorite songs. This one is actually kind of a weird one. I promise you that you have heard this song before. You just haven't heard it this way before. So I think I'm just going to go ahead and play it and let you figure out what the song is. And it's still the same artist. You know, you've heard it before, and now you're going to hear it brand new. Right now, the song is like, what, how old is this song now? The original song came out, I want to say 1990, and I want to say this version came out maybe in 99, 2000, but I'm just kind of guessing, so my apologies for not having the numbers ready. But here we go. right. So for people who didn't guess, that was actually Vanilla Ice performing his old song Ice Ice Baby, but in that kind of new metal way that we had in the late 90s and the early 2000s, you know, the stuff that made Kid Rock unfortunately popular. But I always just kind of thought it was cool that he made that version of that song. The next one is going to come from another movie that I love. If you haven't seen Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon, although most people don't know that Berry Gordy is technically the producer, but it is in the title. Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon. It's an 80s flick. It's one of my favorite movies. It's not a movie that would ever have won any awards, but it's just one of those great movies you can sit down and watch. And it's gotten to the point where I know all the dialogue, but I still sit down and watch it anyway. It's just a great martial arts movie, and it really encapsulates the way it was in the 80s. So if you want to have a good time, I would really recommend watching The Last Dragon. And here is the song that kind of takes over the movie towards the end, called The Glow.
Know that you need to glow, the glow, the grow. If you love to live, you live to love hot, you gotta move to the upper level. Cause when you got the glow, there is no stopping what you want to do. Love you take you with. Cause when you got the glow, you see it on your face, you feel it in your head. People understand that you got the glow, and they'll beware, cause the power's there when you got the glow.
Okay, so now the name of that performer was Willie Hutch, performing The Glow from one of my favorite movies of all time, The Last Dragon. I actually got to meet the star of that movie, Timac, many years ago when he had a book signing here in Pittsburgh. I got to see The Last Dragon on the big screen for the first time. I'd watched it many, many a time on television, so it was great to see it on the big screen. It's one of my favorite films. If you haven't seen it, I recommend it. It's not... it's not great when it comes to special effects. It's not great when it comes to acting. It's not great when it comes to just about anything, but it's still one of the best movies ever made. All right, but next, I'm going to play a song from a musician by the name of Tom Waits. He had an album called Real Gone with the song Make It Rain on it. Now, Make It Rain has been used to make other songs, but this is the original version of the track. You can hear that Tom Waits has kind of a rough voice. He would never have made it on any of those, you know, TV shows, America's Got Talent or whatever. Like, he doesn't have a voice that would win an award, but he has a way of just constructing lyrics and music that just make you want to sit down and listen to what he has to say. So here's Make It Rain by Tom Waits.
Inside it hurts. I'm just another sad guest on this dark earth. I wanna believe in the mercy of the world again. Make it rain. Make it rain. Night's too quiet. Stretched out alone. I need the whip of thunder and the wind's dark moan. Just came. Open up the heavens. Make it rain. I'm close to heaven. Crushed at the gate. Sharpen their knives on my mistakes. What she done? You can't give it a name. You gotta just make it rain. Make it rain.
So once again, that was Make It Rain by Tom Waits from his Real Gone album. Next, I'm gonna play a song from my generation. I guess we could call it oldies by today's standards. It's Connected by Stereo MCs. Now, I think this was a hit in the day. I don't know how far up the charts it got, but I feel like a lot of songs from that time period, especially like dance songs and whatnot, they start to feel their age after a while. But I feel like this song feels like it's just kind of forever song. You don't really, if this song came out today, you really wouldn't notice the difference. It's just a really great track. I hope you guys enjoy it. Again, it's called Connected by Stereo MCs. So I hope you guys like that. It was Stereo MC's Connected. Just a song that's been in my collection for a really long time. Now I have to tell you that Clockwise joins you in supporting WRCT. If you need t-shirts, Clockwise would love to make them. Founded right here in Pittsburgh, Clockwise now prints and ships t-shirts all over the world for quality-driven clients. Their water-based ink and tri-blend fabric make for a shirt you will love for years to come. Clockwise offers free shipping, no minimums, and professional mock-ups prior to production. For more information on how to produce your own apparel with Clockwise, visit them online at www.clockwise.io or follow them on Instagram at Clockwise. All right, so now we're going to listen to another one of my favorite tracks. Everyone, I think, is familiar with Sheryl Crow, I hope. She has a song at the end of the Globe sessions called Crash and Burn, which doesn't really fit into the normal Sheryl Crow feel. I'll just play it and let you listen to it, and you'll see what I mean. right. Well, that was Crash and Burn by Sheryl Crow. One of my favorite tunes by her. I've been a fan of Sheryl Crow for many a year. I will admit that some of her albums are just better than others, but that one did win a Grammy, and I agree with that result. The next song I am going to play is from... the name of the musician is Sean... What's his last name again? I forget. Here it is. Sean Nelson. Sorry. He was the lead singer to Harvey Danger, which I have played Harvey Danger before, and I absolutely promise you I will be playing it again. I love Harvey Danger. It's one of my favorite bands. But eventually, Sean Nelson did decide to kind of go off on his own and make an album all by himself. And he made an album called Make Good Choices. And so now I'm going to play the title track from that. This is kind of a simplistic song. I don't want to make it sound like I'm insulting it by saying that. You'll just notice that it's not a very complicated arrangement. He tries to do more with the lyrics themselves than with the actual, arrangement of the music that you're about to hear. So check it out. Here we go. Make Good Choices by Sean Nelson.
Kislowski, driver number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month especially before road trips. Or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
And we are back. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. And this is Late to the Show with Stephen Post. I am coincidentally Stephen Post. And I am going to continue to try to play music that you may have never heard before. I know that's not always going to be true. There's going to be cases where you've heard the song before. And I can't always help that. But I'm going to do my best. The next song is a song you have likely heard before. That's the reason I said that. But this is kind of a unique mix. It's the song Sail by AWOL Nation. It was a hit song at the time, but when I heard this version of it, I was like, I don't need to ever listen to the regular version ever again. This one has what I need. I think this is the best mix of Sail that we've had so far. It's called Sail Feed Me Remix. I have no idea what that means, but that is what it's called. And this is from the Megalithic Symphony Deluxe AWOL Nation. So here you guys go. Okay, so once again, that was Sail, the Feed Me remix from AWOL Nation. Next, I'm going to play a song by an artist whose name I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce. So if I am wrong, I apologize, but I believe it's pronounced Angoon. I believe it's spelled A-N-G-G-U-N. Back in the late 90s, she released an album internationally for the first time. Apparently, she was quite popular in her home country. And eventually, she ended up representing France at Eurovision 2012. Apparently, that's a big deal over there. Americans apparently don't really care. I don't know. I know they made a movie about it. You're going to hear some pretty powerful vocals. This is the album that she released called... what is it? Snow on the Sahara is the name of the album. And you'll find that there's really not a bad song on the album. But, man, this one is pretty powerful. It really takes, like, her soaring vocal style and blends it with a little bit of pop. I like it a lot. So here is Anne Goon performing her song, Rose in the Wind. everybody, I'm really happy that you listened this long and got to hear Ann Goon play Rose in the Wind. I'm going to try and play some other tracks from her over time. I'm going to try and play a lot of songs over time. I really wanted to get to the band, hopefully you're familiar with the band Cake. They do have a studio cover of the song War Pigs, but I don't like the studio version. They have a live version, which I was hoping to play for you tonight, but unfortunately I have run out of time. But I look forward to that next week, Monday at 9. Once again, this is WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is Late to the Show with Stephen Post. And I do have some excellent tracks already in mind for next week. I hope you will tune in again then, and this will be the last thing I say.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is The Buffer. Turns out really helps if you play the audio.
To the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. La noche entera.